And with KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton. Scientists haven't ever been able to definitively pinpoint what kind of habitats our evolutionary ancestors preferred. In the past, fossils have often been collected without researching the ancient climate of the area. But two Baylor scientists have made the connection. They found early ape fossils in the remains of a prehistoric forest. Maybe the connection between early apes and tropical environments sounds obvious to you, but nailing down just where these creatures first came from has been difficult. The ape in question is called Proconsul, which existed from 23 to 25 million years ago. Proconsul was discovered in 1931 by the Leakey family, a famous family of anthropologists in Kenya. They found the remains on the island of Rusinga, which is in Kenya's Lake Victoria. Dr. Dan Pepe is a geology professor at Baylor. He says the Leakeys didn't record some important information.
They collected fossils throughout the island, but didn't necessarily exactly pinpoint where the fossils came from. And so what ended up happening was fossils from that are different ages and came from probably different environments were all lumped together.
So while scientists have known a lot about the fossils, Dr. Pepe says they've produced very confusing interpretations of what kind of climates Proconsul was living in. But that's changed since Lauren Michel, who's a PhD candidate at Baylor University, recently made a discovery.
And I was walking around and I was looking at the ground, and suddenly I started seeing these long linear features sort of poking out, and I brushed it off a little bit. And before I knew it, I'd like exposed this what was clearly a root, and one root led to another.
She pointed the roots out to Dr. Pepe and Steve Dreese, a colleague at Baylor.
All right, I've got the roots, and the two of them turned around and was like, and there are the tree trunks. And it really quickly sort of came together that we had a lot of tree trunks that looked very different than the surrounding soils, and we were able, just like the paleontologists were doing, we were able to actually map them and look at their spatial distribution across the landscape.
Lauren Michel had discovered a fossilized forest. Using the size and shape of leaf fossils, Dr. Pepe was able to reconstruct the climate. They figured out temperatures were warm in the high 70s to mid 90s, and it was very wet. Dr. Pepe says this agrees nicely with what they know of the anatomy of Proconsul.
Proconsul certainly lived in forest environments and probably preferred them, at least at some part in its evolutionary history.
In terms of the bigger picture, Dr. Pepe says this evidence suggests Proconsul must have been pretty adaptable, a characteristic we already know about modern apes.
So what that sort of argues is that this characteristic of adaptability, biological adaptability to different environments, is something that's sort of innate in the hominoids and occurs in Proconsul. And Proconsul was able to do that and sort of passed on that ability to its descendants. And it's sort of evolutionary descendants, which ends up with us and the other apes.
Dr. Pepe and Michelle say the biggest boon to their research was bringing together experts from several different fields. That allowed them to develop a more holistic portrait of Proconsul, frozen in a more exact period of time. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.